Illegal alien, freed into U.S. by Obama's DHS. Accused of leaving baby girl in critical condition after strangling her. By John Binder on September 23, 2025. An illegal alien, released into the United States by former President Barack Obama's administration, is accused of leaving an infant in critical condition in Loudoun County, Virginia, after allegedly strangling her with a charging cord. This week, 21-year-old illegal alien Alvaro Mejia Ayala was arrested after he allegedly strangled his infant sister, nearly to death, with a charging cord, leaving her in critical condition. She is now in a hospital. While Mejia Ayala is expected to be hit with more charges, he is currently charged with one count of felony strangulation. Since then, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents have issued a detainer against the illegal alien, seeking custody of him if he is released from Loudoun County Jail at any time. What kind of sick monster strangles a defenseless, innocent baby girl with a charging cord? This barbarism has no place in the U.S., the Department of Homeland Security's Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. ICE lodged an immigration detainer to ensure this heinous criminal is not released on U.S. streets, McLaughlin said. President Trump and Secretary Noem have been clear. Criminal illegal aliens are not welcome in the United States. We pray for this precious baby. Mejia Ayala first crossed the southern border in 2016 with a family unit and was subsequently released into the U.S. interior. In October 2024, Biden administration officials dismissed Mejia Ayala's deportation case, allowing him to remain in the United States indefinitely. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.